Oh, my beautiful creation. Soon you will have life coursing through your veins. And then they'll see. They'll all see, won't they? You'll be my crowning achievement. My masterpiece of love. I know you can't hear me yet, but those Science Academy fools. I've found a way, you see. Not only to bring back recently dead tissues. Oh no, anyone can do that. I've found a way to assemble the perfect being from long dead people and resurrect you from their very flesh and bones. Isn't that absolutely wonderful? Oh, I know you would be agreeing with me if you could. You see, I've harvested all the best parts for you, my dear. The legs of a runner, the torso of a bodybuilder, the arms of a swimmer. I had to find the best heart and lungs. Those things aren't exactly easy to find, after all. Your face, oh my love. I knew it had to be you when I saw you at the Exposium. The way you berated me for my failings and my lack of morals, as you put it. It was breathtaking. Yes, I knew then that I had to have your face and your brain for my creation. Never mind that you are married. You are an accomplished scientist yourself, after all. A handsome, perfect medical scientist. Studied all the same fields I had. You just came to different conclusions I had. The more socially acceptable ones. But then, it's the lack of morals that drives science forward now, isn't it, my lovely creation? And you will be a big part of those advancements now, won't you? Though I suspect that with your resurrection will come a new personality. You have been dead for several weeks, after all. There's no telling what that will do to the synaptic linkages inside that big, beautiful brain of yours. But perhaps you will still chastise me when I go astray? Perhaps. But first, I must finish you off. There's still much to be done, after all, my beautiful creation. Soon, I need to saturate you with my formula and start up the lightning generators. Oh yes, that whole shtick about using the stormy night and the lightning. I figured, why not? That's the principle behind the defibrillator, after all, right? And with my formula coursing with... And with my formula coursing through your veins, and artificial lightning hitting you to start your cells and organs, well, it really will look like something out of one of those old horror films, won't it? Just minus the whole rain and lightning. Besides, that type of hardware is cheap and easy enough to get, as long as you don't mind waiting on shipping. more legitimate equipment is tracked so much these days. It's a wonder anyone gets any proper science done at all. But if you want to put together a 1950s horror prop show full of Tesla towers and... But I digress. There are more important things. The point is, my silent beauty, is that I was able to get everything I needed for you with only a little hard work and patience and maybe a murder or six. Oops, I let the biggest secret out of the bag, didn't I? Well, it's not like anyone else is listening in now anyway. Yes, I admit it. I murdered every single one of the people that you're made of. I'm patient, my love. But not so patient to allow old age or possibly random chance to take you. Besides, if they had buried any piece of you, there's all that digging, and I'm not into all that back-breaking grave robbing. Besides, if anyone studied you and figured out where your parts came from, they would have tried to lock me up anyway, whether I got them for murder or grave robbing. This way is much faster and fresher. It's the best of both worlds, my dear. I get my parts for you, my lovely creation. And you get to stop sitting in preservative and come to life. Now isn't that for the best? And if I do eventually get caught, well, that's perfectly fine, my love. Because this is all for you, my big, beautiful masterpiece. Compared to you, my own future is meaningless. I just want to show them, all of them, that it can be done. That such things as social norms and morals should never get in the way of scientific progress. In the way of you. I'd find my way out and back to you somehow. After all, my own formulas coursing through my veins as well. I didn't have enough willing test subjects. So my final test was on myself. I had to make sure it was safe, after all. On the living, it seems to have more of a zombie-like effect. I haven't noticed any lasting side effects other than numbness, lack of appetite. I haven't been sleeping, but we can discuss that later. Once you're awake, my love. I'm still perfectly alive, after all. At least, I haven't died yet that I know of, anyway. But if I were to die, well, we'll have to see what my formula does to me, won't we? But for now, it's you that we need to reanimate and bring back to life, my love. Now, let's see. What do I have left to do? I've finished with all the basic stitching. Your nerves and veins are all reconnected. Skin is all grafted. High voltage probes are all in place. Formula injectors are ready and implanted inside of you. One more inspection then, just in case. Everything has to be perfect after all. You know, I have a list of people and places that we'll have to visit eventually. Once you're up and used to your new self, that is. To show them that there is indeed life after death, of a sort. Perhaps you'll remember something beyond. Who knows? I'll just have to wake you up and ask you, now won't I, my dearest creation? And I will have so many questions for you. What it's like, how you feel, if you're in any pain. Do you even feel? If all your parts are working right, we'll be able to work in our new lab together and talk about all our experiments and have dinner together. I'll make you whatever you want to eat for every meal. If you still eat, that is. Come to think of it, I don't think I've eaten more than a few bites in nearly a week. That's likely a side effect of the formula. I wonder if you'll need to eat it all now. Either way, I'll take such good care of you, my beautiful creation. You'll see. You won't know how good you have it. Even if you somehow remembered your old life. I'll make sure it's nothing to you compared to how you'll have it. You'll see, my love. Everything will be perfect as can be. I'll teach you everything anew. All about the dangers of the world and the evils of society. I'll teach you science. How to read and write. Oh, my dear, beautiful creation. I think I may be looking forward to that just as much as you coming to life. I swear to you, I will never leave your side. I have murdered to create you, after all. Anything else I might do simply pales in comparison, now doesn't it? Yes, it really does. There we go. One more look over. Now everything is complete. I just have to make sure all the chemicals in your brain are balanced. Yes, that should do it. And now, we begin the injections into your body. Yes, those are flowing nicely now. Are you ready to wake up, my love? I'm about to throw the switches for the lightning generators. I would say it would hurt, but, well, you're currently inanimate, aren't you? Yes, let's begin the process of animating you, my dear, sweet creation. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you alive, my love? Are you awake? Aware? Your heart, it's not beating. I really am a failure, just like you said. All of this, all my hard work, the experiments, for nothing. Wait. Your fingers. Did they? You're moving. You have no heartbeat, but you... You can still move? I need to rethink my equations immediately. But first, you come first and foremost, my love. Can you hear me? Can you understand me? Here, I'll help you sit up. You're heavier than I remember, but no matter, my love. We are together now. Forever and always. Let me help you. Just one foot on the floor. Then the other.
My mom. Why? Why?
My love, my formula, it works for me as well. We will be together forever.